The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We're back, folks. And we're reporting this great, great vote from our Hungarian cousins today. 95 the exit polls.
We're selling more and more Jeeps and car
from 95 to 98% of the Hungarians saying no. Keep the immigrants. We don't want them here in Hungary. Wonderful. Let me go back to that story here. Find it here. Here we have it. Let's see if there's any more detail to it. Now, the slight problem here is that there's just a technicality. Supposedly, the vote has more validity if 50% of the Hungarians who are registered to vote vote. And if the numbers, apparently it's like 42 to 45%, slightly below that. Viktor Orban is going to get around that. He's going to work around that. He's going to go to his parliament, get them to enact something. It's obvious the Hungarian people, I mean, it's stupid. You know, 95% and up have said no. It's dumb. You know, it's like Donald Trump says. They said it's unconstitutional. What? This is stupid. It's stupid to suppose, well, you needed more voters to find out whether the Hungarian people are against this. 95 to 98%. In other words, everybody except the mentally ill. So he said, at least 3 million people voted. There were 8 million eligible to vote in Hungary. And this amount of people could be regarded a huge success. So there's the story there. Internationally, Orban's referendum has been seen as a plebiscite, not just on the EU's refugee sharing quota, but on the role of the nation state in the future of liberal democracy within the EU. Presenting himself as the voice of the European masses, Orban has called for a cultural counter-revolution within the EU. That's exactly what Donald Trump's calling for.
I like that terminology. You know, our side too often performs revolts instead of revolutions.
Yes. So a big success today in Hungary, and this is no small potatoes. Viktor Orban. Well, you know, when Gary Johnson was asked by who asked him, I'll remember his name in a second. Everybody knows his name. He was asked to name a world leader that he admired. Even he was sat there for minutes, even though he was getting hints from his sidekick, Governor William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts. He couldn't name a single world leader that he admired or didn't admire. He couldn't name one. So,
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, folks, you know, if I were asked that question, Viktor Orban would spring to mind immediately as a world leader I admire. And he is in the forefront. He is right up there with Marine Le Pen. Now, Marine Le Pen is not the president or prime minister of her country. Viktor Orban is. And Nigel Farage, he springs to mind immediately too, but he's not the prime minister of Great Britain, nor is he the leader, one of the leaders of the EU in the European Parliament. But he would spring to mind immediately. So Viktor Orban has done what Donald Trump is doing here in the United States. He has taken the top position in his country, and he is a staunch opponent of the immigration invasion, and he's aware of what it really is. So all that's really good news. By the way, the speaking of immigrants and all that kind of stuff, there was some news about the what was the name of that shooter in Seattle who killed five of us. What was his name? I don't know how to pronounce it. Cetin, C-E-T-I-N, from Turkey. And Arkan Cetin. And he, state records show he registered to vote in 2014. He voted for Obama and the Democratic agenda. So he's a Hillary supporter. A fellow who walked into a mall and just start with a rifle and just started killing people. And
the American way, James.
Yep. The and of course that's Turkey is the nation from that has been the launching point for this tidal wave. Can you believe this? Angela Merkel. Oh, it gets better. When will you? The interviewer, it's going to come to me in a minute, of the formerly prominent mass media within the Trump administration, we will be forgetting the names of these clowns like Lester Holt. These will not be big stars or big figures, unelected arbiters of taste and opinion in America. The question turned to William Weld, and he couldn't name anybody either. He named a couple former prime ministers of Israel who are no longer leaders. He couldn't name a current person. And then he came, all he could come up with was the single word Merkel. Merkel. Couldn't remember her first name. So William Weld admires the woman, the former and I would say current communist, who was a communist operative in East Germany before the communist government fell.
It was Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews. There you go. He comes up with Merkel. She's the woman who has allowed a million fake refugees into Germany. A million. You know, these are young men, obviously jihadists, and they will bring their families soon to follow. They'll bring their, well, excuse me, not their families. Here's a hot story. Do you know what happened to this here in Minnesota? There was a whole Somalian family reunification thing going on. Thousands and thousands of Somalians bringing in more thousands from Mogadishu that were there, right? Their family, right? Well, get this. Somebody decided to do a little DNA testing. Ooh, ouch. Guess how many of the so-called family members had any DNA connection to their so-called families?
Tell me.
20%. One in five, meaning four in five of the so-called family reunions were complete non-family members. It was a complete lie, BS. And by the way, if you lie on something like that, that's plenty of grounds for deportation. You can't lie to the government. You can't commit crimes. You are deported in a New York minute in a former America if you do something like that. You're here on an immigrant visa or status, and you lie in your paperwork. You say somebody's your family member and they're not, you're on the next flight back.
Or the Chinese might lock you up and you might never be heard from again.
So anyway, they they kind of interrupted a little bit that family reunification program in Minnesota when they found out that 4 out of 5 people were a hoax. So, but imagine those million in Germany. You know, these are the same hoaxers. They're going to pull the same fast one on the Germans, and it's probably illegal in Germany to do a DNA test. That would be racist to do a DNA test. So let's go to your calls now. We've got some callers on the lines here. Let me give the engineer a heads up here so I don't trip him up. We've got 2 callers, William in Montana and John in Indiana. Let us go first to John in Indiana. You're on the air. I missed you yesterday, so thanks for calling. Or I missed you Friday. Thanks for calling.
All right. Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
All right. Hey, I was calling in because you guys were talking about the propaganda, mainstream media, and how they're, you know, got their hit job they're doing on Trump every chance they get. And the thing is, you know, I speak fluid Spanish, so I've been keeping tabs on, like, all this corporate Spanish media, whatever. And if you think it's bad, just the regular media, man, these guys take the cake, man. And but the good news is I've been noticing lately that even on there, the tide is really turning, because lately they've been forced to have guys on there who basically are setting them straight, you know, and they keep repeating the same lies over and over, how Trump is this big racist and that he hates all these, you know, Mexicans and all this and that. And the guy will, you know, the people they've been having on, a lot more pro-Trump people lately, and they've been, you know, setting it straight, saying, hey, look, he's never said nothing hateful against nobody. That, you know, but they keep repeating the same lie, even though the guy just told them, and even challenge him to produce something, you know, that would show Trump.
Oh.
Talking,
yeah, John,
you know?
We are in the world of 1984 that George Orwell prophesied for us so accurately. They are simply making it up. Donald Trump is
total lie. Total lies. Yeah. I mean, blatantly, even in the face of being called on it, and instead of addressing that or being able to retort or, you know, make their point in any valid way, they just keep lying. They act like they didn't hear the, you know, they act like they didn't hear it. But the good thing is, hey, every Mexican I know, well, you know, American Mexican, is voting for Trump. So it's not really working anymore, even on that whole side of things, because, like I said, I know a lot of Mexicans, and they're, I mean, you know, American Mexicans, they, you know, and they're all against all this same illegal, I mean, they all understand the point. It's the point is that they're illegal aliens. It's not nothing to do with race or any of that, really. I mean, that's besides the point. It's just, the point is they're breaking the law just by being here. And all, you know, every Mexican dude that I know understands that. Like I said, they're all voting for Trump. So, well, I don't one Mexican dude that's voting for Hillary Clinton. So,
well, okay, but be realistic, John. You know, it's true. Those Mexican Americans who, you know, have the greatest common sense and the greatest integrity, a lot of them will vote for Donald Trump. But realistically, Donald Trump is not going to win the black vote. He's not going to win the Mexican American vote. And he's certainly not going to win the illegal vote. There'll be lots of illegals voting, folks.
They shouldn't vote at all.
Well, all you have to do in California, I've got my little card right here. When I used to live in California, when you renew your license, they send you a card. You know, all you have to do is say, I'm a citizen. Just check the box. Just make a little box. Nobody's ever going to get you for that. You just say, oh, I put it in the wrong box. I should have been in the box next to it. I'm not a U.S. citizen. All you have to do is just move that check mark over by half an inch, and you are going to get, you are now a registered voter in California. Doesn't matter that you're not a U.S. citizen. It's an honor system. It's crazy. And then
it's a cheat. And, you know, did you guys hear about some guy finding a bunch of pre-made votes for Hillary already set up, a bunch of fraud votes?
That hasn't been verified, that particular story. But that one doesn't need to be verified, because it's just too well known, too well documented how much fraud goes on. And to your larger point, John, What the media is doing is they're simply lying. Now, Nigel Farage, who will be in the front row of the next presidential debate, he's given Donald Trump a very good piece of advice. He says, don't, they're trying to bait you, Donald. Don't take the bait. When Hillary says, you know, you're a failed businessman, you're not paying enough taxes, you're mean to people, you don't like women, you know, on and on and on. Don't take the bait. Just go right back on attack. Call her the criminal that she is. Talk about the destruction of America. Talk about the immigration invasion. And Nigel Farage, of course, he's the mastermind that won in the Brexit debate in Britain, where they used the same dirty tactics against him and the folks voting to leave the EU. And so Donald Trump is going to listen to that advice. He's talking about Nigel Farage. He's talking about Brexit in his speeches. So he's very conscious of this. You know, they're just in the first debate, he's never done this before. So, you know, having he's done the primary debates, but they're different. This is nastier, dirtier in the presidential debate. So
I'm thinking he kind of just laid low on the first one just to come more from the Hillary likes to come from the underdog position. I heard the Clintons, that was always their tactic. So I think maybe in a way he turned the tables on them a little bit by, you know, letting her think that, you know, she's all smug and they you know, letting everybody see the way they teamed up on.
I think you're being, yeah, well, John, I think, you know, you may be reading more into it than's there. I think he got ambushed. You know, his microphone didn't work. You know, if you've ever been up at a podium and your microphone doesn't work, you're completely discombobulated. Your mic's not working. People are not hearing you. You know, your concentration is completely broken. And that was deliberate. He said it in his speech yesterday in Mannheim. This is a deliberate, dirty trick. And trust me, Donald Trump is going to he's going to come loaded for bear in the second debate. He's going to go out. This is my prediction. He's going to go right at the media. He's going to go right at them, call them the SOBs that they are. And he's going to, and oh, here's my next prediction. He is, it's going to be no more Mr. Nice Guy on Bill Clinton, no more Mr. Nice Guy on Hillary as a criminal. I think he's going to just lay into her on that. I don't think it was a strategy. I think he wishes he'd done it in debate number one.
I hope you're right about that. I just want to let you guys know about, because, you know, all this, you know, I believe it is exactly that, and it's so obvious, and it's especially obvious in this Spanish media how it's just so blatant that there's no way people cannot notice it. And what I have been noticing, like I said, is that even there, it's starting to fall apart. They're really struggling to keep up that keep up that facade and push the lies, and it's starting to fall apart even there. I've been noticing lately. So I just want to let you know that even from that side of things, they can't stop reality. I mean, they're trying. You know, they control all of this brainwashing propaganda, but at some point, you know, the truth is gonna come out, right? So I just want to let you guys know that that's even from that side there. So I look at it as good news. So, you know, but anyways, thanks a lot then, man.
All right.
I'll keep listening.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
All right, take it easy.
Let's listen to Trump for just another moment. Then we're going to go to William in Montana and Tom in Florida. It was just another little bit of Donald Trump yesterday in Mannheim, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And here's a nice thing. My wife told me there were a lot of Amish people in this enormous crowd. You know, if you've ever gone out to, you know, see America's Amish communities, Lancaster County is kind of a hub of Amish, and there were a bunch of Amish. So the word's out there among the Mennonites and the Amish, and we have up here in North Dakota, we have Hutterites. They love Donald Trump. These are great people. And we'll be back with Trump talking to them right after this break.
Bridge. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And Michael Savage asked the question, can we rebuild? Can we rebuild America first after all the damage has been done? The good news is I'm going to play a little bit of audio from the Michael Savage show of Friday. And so he is back on the air. I don't know if he's back on WABC, his flagship station in New York City. But boy, does he have a huge, huge audience. And he's like Mike Rivero, the two Mikes. Boy, have they done great work reaching huge audience. Mike Rivero right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Savage on his own. He's been on the radio forever. And boy, does he not mince words. Here he is on Friday talking, and it's good to hear him talking, you know, that they haven't taken him off the air yet. Here's a question he asked about rebuilding America first.
Can we restore America after Obama? Is it possible? Has he done such systemic damage that it's irreparable? Has he caused such a cancer in so many agencies of the nation that are in there forever? Can we ever fix the nation? I'm optimistic that we can if Trump wins, but I'm not sure we can even if Trump wins. I said I'm optimistic that we can if Trump wins, but I'm not sure that we can even if Trump wins, because the entrenched bureaucrats are so deeply ingrained into this nation. They are so locked in on civil service with civil service protections that it'll be almost impossible to get the criminals out of the government. That's what I'm worried about. It may take an executive order where he overrides the civil service rules and starts to clean house from top to bottom. And let him scream and yell and get Al Sharpton's lawyer, whatever, and sue. Let him sue all they want. Then they can throw the lawyers in jail with the corrupt politicians. KSFO, let's take the first.
Okay, well, so that was encouraging to hear Michael Savage say that. Let's go to William in Montana. You're on the air, William.
Hi, James and George.
Hi, William.
Hey, I have to agree with John because I think that, the Hispanics came in legally who had jobs, were working Hispanics, green cards or citizenship. I mean, they stand to lose the most.
William, you're right. If they were to vote rationally, if they were to vote their own economic self-interest, you're right. But in these ethnic wars, in these ethnic battles, rationality is not the first consideration. A lot of the voting that goes on is pure animosity, pure resentment.
I agree with you that the majority of them will vote as a block, for the Democrats, because they still see those social services as a support, and they don't want to lose them. But I think, just like I said once before, that I think there's going to be a lot of blacks, middle-class blacks, not a lot. Let's not say a lot. There's going to be more than people think.
Well, there are going to be people
voting for Trump.
There are going to be people like Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. And there will be Mexican-Americans who are like, a Mexican version of Dr. Ben Carson. But those extraordinary people of great character and great common sense, those people are not, they're not, unfortunately, they're not that numerous in any people. So you can't count on that. Demography is destiny. And what the Europeans are learning, what we're learning, is if you open your country up and you're swarmed by another people, they take over. It's a hostile, Charles Darwin wrote a book about this, that species compete for survival, and they fight over the territories and the resources. We're going to fight over some resources here in a moment. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with William and other calls after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And I just looked it up during the break here. We're hanging on for William in Montana. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. You know, William, I just looked up the vice presidential debate during the break. It will start right at showtime on Tuesday. We won't run it continuously during the show, but it'll be a 90-minute debate moderated by Elaine, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I'm looking at the Spanish, Quijano. Quijano.
Great.
Yeah. And so we'll have bits of that during our show on Tuesday, October 4th. It's a 90-minute show segment. Let's see, 9 segments of 10 minutes each. There you have it. I think Mike Pence will easily handle Tim Kaine, who's an idiot. Mike Pence, I'm very impressed with him. Tremendous gravitas and tremendous mental power. So, but then you've got to see, just as with Donald Trump, it's not Mike Pence versus Tim Kaine. It's Mike Pence versus first Elaine Quijano and the entire media, and then Tim Kaine. So this is like fighting with one hand tied behind your back. Our guys are good enough that they can win in that fight. But that's exactly what it is. And for the first time, this is wonderful. The American public, because the media has been so naked in their aggression against patriots and so insulting to us, their tactics have been so obvious. The American people are finally waking up to the fact that the media is not some sort of neutral entertainment industry of people who are just technicians who bring you reality. They bring you the news. They bring you, they're providing a service. Now the American people are onto it. These are nasty Marxists who are, they're to the left of Hillary Clinton. They're to the left of Tim Kaine. These are the real Black Widow spiders in our society. And Trump has got it right when he says Hillary Clinton, he says, is just a vessel. She's just a vessel, a means through which these people work. And they could replace Hillary Clinton with somebody else, the interchangeable people. The common denominator is it's the media. The media hates America, and the media has been taking us down. Now we're on to their game. We've got alternative media. People like Michael Savage with 400 stations. Wow, what an alternative media that is. And Republic Broadcasting Network with hundreds of thousands of people that get the truth through the Republic Broadcasting Network. And get this, folks, more good news. You know what the audience of, now, one of the shows that's been a little bit fair to Donald Trump is Fox News and Fox and Friends. A little bit objective. But that's one of, I'm just using them as a gauge, the so-called mass media. It's not so mass anymore. What's the audience? What do you think the audience every morning of Fox and Friends is, William? It's a trick question. I'm sorry. It's less than half a million.
Yes.
It's 400 some thousand. We've got websites that have Matt Drudge's audience is much bigger than that. So the so-called mass media is getting taken down. Let me give you another example of it. The New York Times. Matt Drudge is taking them down today. They're going on and on. They're going, Donald Trump is reeling. This is their headline. Reeling from tax revelations. He didn't pay taxes. We have years in which he appears not to have paid taxes. Now, we don't know this yet, but they're getting ready. They're getting us ready for this. And of course, now if Donald Trump managed to, well, let me give you the punchline first of all. The New York Times didn't pay any taxes, and the New York Times is not paying taxes because they're
neither
losing.
Neither did most military contractors.
Yeah, they're losing money, so they don't pay taxes on that. In fact, they get government rebates. So the New York Times reported their 2014 net income after taxes was bigger than their before taxes income. And then they said in their editorial on this, they said, if you don't think that took some pretty fancy attorneys and tax lawyers to make that happen, you didn't read this article carefully. In other words, they made money on their taxes. That's the New York Times. But they're going to project to the American people that Donald Trump, let's say in a particular year, a man who has invested billions of dollars, if his balance is negative at the end of that year, what are you supposed to do? Send in money? It's your patriotic duty, whether you make money or don't make money, to just load the money up in a suitcase and send it to Washington? You know,
I think, you know, one of the things that I think is because we so readily agree with what Trump is saying, I think sometimes we forget just what he's doing. You know, he's not just trying to reform politicians. He plans to replace them altogether, and he's going to replace their lackeys in the media as well. And even more, he's going to change the whole face of international diplomacy. So, I mean, yes. when everyone lines up against him, and I've been following the international press, and his name comes up all the time, and the same people are saying, we got to stop this guy. Because if he gets in there, the whole game changes. Our game changes. He's going to go and make business deals with people that most of these countries in Europe are trying to pick a fight with, especially like Russia.
Yeah,
If you've seen that, if you've seen how a full front attack on Russia, I mean, they're trying. Obama and Kerry and Samantha Powers, they're all trying to involve Russia in a war. Wouldn't that be a nice way, take the attention off the elections? And they're playing an enormously dangerous game because they believe they're back on that old assumption that Russia will not go to war to save Syria. And yeah. If you listen to Putin, that is not the case. And these people, I mean, some of the accusations that they've made against in Syria, Russians in Syria, they've accused him of so many things, the Russians of so many things, and Putin said, if they expect a nervous or hysterical reaction from us, and so that they can project us as being a danger to ourselves and the whole world, they're not going to get it.
Right.
But he said one thing that's important that they're not understanding is that I have a responsibility to my country and my people, and if I'm pushed, I'm going to have to do something. And he said a very short thing, and I've never heard Putin really get into sword rattling. He said 50 years ago in Leningrad, streets taught me one thing. If a fight is inevitable, be the first to hit. And that's how serious things have become. And
well,
I think
yes.
Trump, they're reacting to Trump. They're saying he's the end of our game.
Well, yes, it's across the board. I mean, we've been. I like what Ann Coulter said in her book. Where is it? In Trump We Trust. Or where's your book? Here it is, right here. In Trump We Trust. One of her chapters is entitled "A Pluribus Awesome." This book's selling like hotcakes on Amazon. But was it chapter 12? She says, "So close." That's the title of the chapter, and she says the plan to destroy America was almost complete. So Donald Trump has spoiled the party. These people. One reason they're freaking out is that they thought they were in the last lap here. They thought they had us down for the count. And whether it's Putin, war with Russia, the immigration invasion, destroying us culturally, that's what Viktor Orban is about. He is creating a cultural revival, a counter-revolution in Europe. And this is exactly what Trump is onto. Let me give you another little detail about the New York Times going after Trump, trying to throw sand in the gears about taxes, about this, that, Miss Universe. It's we do want you to call him in, Miss Universe. It's very funny. But you're not a central issue, Miss Universe. Carlos Slim, he's the cell phone billionaire in Mexico. Carlos Slim, it was revealed by Matt Drudge today, owns, I forget the percentage, I think it's seven, he just doubled his percentage of ownership in the New York Times to 17%. I may be misremembering the percentage. And there's some $250 million involved. Here's the point. Carlos Slim from Mexico has got the New York Times on life support. The New York Times is flat on its back. They've been firing people, cutting back their operation. They are not making money online. They've tried to come up with models for charging for their stories online. Who the hell wants to subscribe to the LA Times, which charges money, or the New York Times for money? People are just going to stop linking to their stories. I don't want to pay to read a story. It's free on the internet. Didn't you dummies get that memo? So Drudge is way ahead of you dopes. And but the New York Times is on life support. And with Trump in the presidency, and when he just he fingers them out, he points, you know, right at the New York Times. He wants to take them down. He says, I'd love to shut this newspaper down.
You know, in Trump has a book that I just pulled off the shelf, and I was looking through it. It's called, it was like 2010, published in 2010, called Think Like a Champion. And for people who are saying, like, what happened to him in the debate? He just seemed to lose it. But, you know, one of his mantras that he says all the time is, don't find fault, find a remedy. And it's not like he didn't know and knew what to expect with Hillary, who's a compulsive liar. But in most high-level business negotiations, a person like her wouldn't even get in the room.
Right.
So it's like he doesn't, you know, he doesn't do that. But in high-powered negotiations, I think I read something where he said, you know, when you're involved in a high-powered negotiation, be a big target. You know, let them empty their magazine, you know, shoot all their bullets. You know, but be a big, you know, start off being a big target. And then an inexperienced person, a vain person, a lying person will shoot all their bullets, and then you have them. And I think that's exactly what he did. He let her shoot all of her, you know, vain and snobbery and all of the vileness that she has. Which
yeah, I agree with it. William. That's how I saw it. If there's going to be three debates, we don't even know what number three will be like, but number two will finish the race.
Yeah,
she didn't know. She didn't know that. Well, that's what she did. And you know, I'm just, you know, every time I hear the callers, the quality of callers that call in on this program, I mean, I go to school, and it's amazing how few people, especially, you know, people who call in here, how much good information they give, and how much they don't, you know, they show that she is not winning. No matter how many times CNN and all these other people say that she is, I mean, anybody that has any sense would see that. I mean, they walk away from seeing her, like you very perceptively pointed out, James. I mean, the more she gets, you know, airtime, the worse she does.
Yeah, so, be careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Yeah. And thank you for keeping us up to date on what's happening in Hungary. Every time I read what's going on there, I have hope because it's not just us winning here in the United States. I mean, we have to win worldwide, and we need all the help we can get. So thanks for keeping us up to date on that.
Well, thank you, William. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, we've got Tom in Florida hanging on and Kathleen in Texas. We'll go to you in just a moment. I just wanted to get this in before I forget it. Our enemies have opened another front in the war on Trump, and that is on Saturday Night Live. I saw the YouTube of Alec Baldwin's first appearance as Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live, and man, was it vicious. Alec Baldwin is so ugly, and they've got him made up to make Donald Trump look so ugly that this is clear. This is just a... I mean, this is just, you know, this is just a desperate attempt to make Donald Trump look horrible.
I saw some of it. It was really ugly. And I don't know. All it did was make me more determined and angry.
Well, and then I forget the name of the woman. I don't think I ever knew it. The Saturday Night Live regular who portrays Hillary Clinton. She, on the other hand, this is propaganda at work, folks. I mean, you know, she's an attractive lady. You know, it's Alec Baldwin. I mean, Donald Trump's a handsome man. lots of very pretty ladies agree. Alec Baldwin, the way he's made up, is ugly as sin.
Him look like the Emperor in Star Wars.
Yeah, he's got his lips hanging out. He looks just nasty. Looks nasty. He sounds nasty. You know, Alec Baldwin, you can go straight to hell, buddy. I mean, that is such a dirt ball low thing that you're doing for Saturday Night Live. And by the way, Saturday Night Live, I'm sure Alec Baldwin's price tag is pretty steep. So they had to pay a bundle of money. They already have impersonators of Donald Trump that are far better, far more accurate and truthful than Donald Trump. There are two guys on their staff who do Donald Trump very well, far better than Alec Baldwin. They've done, you know, skits, you know, in months past that were really good. I enjoyed them. And somebody high up, somebody real high in the machine told the Saturday Night Live people, knock it off. Knock off these skits in which Donald Trump looks funny or he looks, you know, handsome or he looks intelligent. Knock it off. He's got to look ugly and he's got to look mean. So they ditched their own people, their own staff they ditched to go out and hire Alec Baldwin to do a hit. And so every week we're going to see hit pieces on Donald Trump. And then by contrast, this lady that portrays Hillary Clinton is 10 times better looking than Clinton. So look at the contrast, folks. She's made to look much better. Alec Baldwin, much worse. This is dirty, dirty politics. We got a break coming up. We'll come back with Tom in Florida and Kathleen in Texas. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What
what I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's our audience. That's you, folks. Thank you, Merle. And, coming back to this theme of Saturday Night Live, Kate, I just looked it up during the break. The lady that does the Hillary impersonation, her name is Kate McKinnon. Okay, now Hillary, George, am I right? She's 68 years old, I believe. 68 years old, and she shows every minute of it. When she doesn't have her makeup on, she's frightening. Kate McKinnon, supposedly impersonating Hillary Clinton, is 32 years old. She's 32, and they don't make any effort to make her look older. So in this show with a large audience, sad to say, Saturday Night Live, Hillary Clinton is being flattered. She's being made to look a lot better than she looks and sound a lot better than she looks by Kate McKinnon. Alec Baldwin is 58 years old, and he's been around the track a few times, and it really shows, but they make him up to look way older than that. They make him look horrible and ugly, like with one foot in the grave. This is really dirty tactics on the part of Saturday Night Live. Now let's go to your calls. And Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good to hear you, James. Good to hear from you. Your last caller is John and William. I basically agree with them, John and William. But James, I want to tell you, I live in South Florida. Let's talk. I got a bunch of things I can talk to you about. Basically, I'm going to give you some good information. First off, in Doral, Florida, you have a big Venezuelan population. And they had a thing in the Miami Herald that 75% of the Venezuelans want out of Venezuela to get to South Florida. And Donald Trump should be running an ad down here, Hillary Chavez. Because Hillary Chavez is going to give you 700% inflation rate. You're going to be like, what's going on in Venezuela? A total disaster. Food rioting, hangings in public squares. I mean, it's insane what's going on in Venezuela. And Hillary Chavez is going to give you, Chavez Clinton is going to give you that. And I want to tell you this, James. Let's talk about the real facts. I'm going to give you a lot of facts. One fact is this. These Cubans that come here, they get wet foot, dry foot. They're getting more money than an American citizen gets. They get thousands of dollars for housing, Section 8. They get everything. And most of these Cubans that are coming now do not like Trump or the Republican Party. They want the free handouts. I like the old Cubans who will love, they love Donald Trump. Matter of fact, he was in Versailles on A Street here in South Florida, and there's thousands of Cubans that are voting for Trump. So I'll hold on, James. I got a lot of more stuff to tell you.
Okay, we'll be back with Tom right after this break, folks.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need
24 fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.